In 1988, two major earthquakes struck Armenia, specifically a city named Spitak in Armenia. And the damage was so devastating as a result of these earthquakes that it resulted in a loss of more than 25,000 people. Now, in the midst of this tragedy, a father was seen running to his son's school. And upon arriving there, he saw that the building was collapsed, as was much of the city. And so immediately he rushed to the general area where he knew his son's classroom was and began to dig. And for hours and hours, he removed all the rubble as much as he could. Others began to join him in the effort, then gave up from exhaustion. Others were encouraging him just to let the first responders take care of it. But all the father had in mind was the promise he made to his son, Armand. No matter what happens, Armand, I will always be there. And so this promise to his son motivated him. He kept at it until finally, right, he heard a muffled groan beneath a piece of wallboard. And from there, he cried out his son's name, Armand. And then he heard a respond back, a light and shaky voice, Papa. Immediately, the father was able to bring Armand out, and also 14 other kids survived out of the 33. And Armand, once he came out, helped his father save the rest of his classmates. But then Armand turned to his classmates when they're all out and said, "See, I told you my father wouldn't forget us." The son remembered the promise of his father. Dr. Scott Hahn once wrote, referencing this story, that this is the kind of faith that we need because this is the kind of father that we have. We have a good father. We have a heavenly father that is always there for us, no matter what happens. So God the Father is a good father. But you see, the case is for a lot of us, we can believe that intellectually, but in our hearts, we might be believing some lies about our Heavenly Father, about His goodness, that prevent us from approaching Him. We'll briefly address some of those lies today. And then we'll take the time to know who God the Father is, to really know His goodness. And it's important that all of us do so, that we look at this, because if you think of it, it doesn't make much sense if we call ourselves beloved sons and daughters of God, an identity that is inherently relational, and yet don't really have a relationship, a personal relationship with God the Father. It doesn't make sense to call ourselves beloved sons and daughters of God and yet be afraid to approach our Heavenly Father. And so the more we are able to approach the Father by rejecting lies, knowing His goodness, the more we're able to live fully in our identity as sons and daughters of God. And so let's go ahead and take a look. What are some lies that we might be believing about our Heavenly Father? I'll list a couple, right? Not everyone might not be believing these, but just hear a couple of these right now. One, God the Father is a strict father and a harsh judge. The Father is distant, is uninvolved in my life, and does not care what happens in my life. God the Father is never satisfied with me and is never pleased with me. God the Father only pays attention to me when I fail, and I have to earn the Father's love. Now, this isn't an exhaustive list, but it's very well the case that perhaps many of us, either knowingly or unknowingly, believe these lies about our Heavenly Father. And so it's going to be important not only that we identify these, but then renounce them. Because a good principle to remember is that we remember that Satan is called the father of lies. Right? Whenever we believe a lie, we empower the lie giver's influence over our life. And if we believe a lie about the Heavenly Father, right, we're not going to approach Him and really know His goodness and what He has in store for us. And so it's going to be good to renounce these lies. So if it's okay with you, we're going to go ahead and do that right now. And what we're really doing is renouncing the lies, breaking agreement with those using the mighty name of Jesus, by which we have authority to do so. And so, if it's okay with you, I invite you all just to join me and repeat after me. We're just going to go through these lies, and maybe some of us believe them, right? Maybe some of us not. If you don't, nothing will happen if you say this. If you do, we'll find some greater freedom there. So just repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the lie that God the Father is a strict Father and a harsh judge. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the lie that the Heavenly Father is distant, is uninvolved in my life, and does not care. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the lie that God the Father is never satisfied and is never pleased with me. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the lie that the Father only pays attention to me when I fail. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the lie that I have to earn the Father's love. Awesome. And so now what we're going to do right away is now we're just going to declare some truths about God right now. And then we're going to talk about the truth about who our Father is. So I just invite everyone now to put your hand over your heart and just repeat after me these truths about God out loud. So in the name of Jesus, I believe the truth that God the Father is a good Father. I believe that I am a beloved child of the Father and that He is pleased with me and that He loves me. I declare and I believe that my Heavenly Father is always there for me. I believe that His love for me is free and not earned. In the name of Jesus, I believe that the Father always pays attention to me. Awesome. And so let's go ahead. We declare, we announce some of these lies. Good to identify those, right? And then we declare some truths. So let's go ahead and dive into the question, who is God the Father? What's the truth about His identity? So if we look at this question, the only way to answer it is if God Himself reveals that to us. God has to reveal to us who He is. And if we look to the sources of that self-revelation of God, one of those being the scriptures, we can hear God revealing who He is and His nature. If we look to the Old Testament, we hear this. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Again, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. What else does God reveal about Himself? We hear in the Psalms, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." God reveals Himself as the one who forgives us, who redeems us, satisfies us with good, and crowns us with love and mercy. We also see in the Old Testament that God's love for Israel is compared to a father's love for his son. This is in anticipation for the fullness of the revelation of who God is, and that is in Jesus. Jesus shows us the fullness of who God is. And what does Jesus do? He reveals to us the Heavenly Father. We can see this when Philip, the Apostle Philip himself, asked Jesus, "Jesus, just show us the Father and that will be enough." And what does Jesus say to him? He says, "Philip, have you been with me for so long and yet you do not know me? He who has seen me has seen the Father. Which means then, whenever we see Jesus heal, we see the Father. When we see Jesus forgive and have mercy, there we see the mercy of the Father. When we see Jesus give up his life for us in complete love, we see who God the Father truly is. Now, can anything in the world ever compare to the goodness of Jesus? No. Can anything compare to the love of Jesus? No. Jesus is the standard and source of love. He is love itself. And so if Jesus reveals to us God the Father, that means then God the Father is unlike any other Father. He is love, mercy, and goodness itself. This is affirmed in the Catechism, where it says that no one is Father as God is Father. Let me repeat that again. The Catechism tells us that no one is Father as God is Father. No one is more loving, more gracious, more merciful, more faithful than he is. And in the Gospel today, we hear Jesus say, when we hear Jesus say, call no one on earth Father, for you have one Father in heaven, he's not saying that human beings, whether as a biological father or as a priest, can't be given the title Father. So we see that that title is still used throughout the New Testament. It means then that we are not the source of our identity or title, but rather God is. God the Father is the source and standard of human and spiritual fatherhood. And because of that, at the end of the day, no one is Father like God is Father. He is our standard and origin. He is the one we imitate. He is the one whose fatherhood and motherhood we participate in. But the fatherhood. So let's go ahead and look at one specific example where Jesus reveals to us the Father. We hear Jesus teach the following in Matthew. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Question. Would you leave, if you were a shepherd, would you leave 99 good and healthy sheep behind and go after one who has went astray? Or would you think it more likely that you would count your losses, say, I'm sorry, one sheep, but I got to stay behind and keep the 99 safe? I think it would depend on the circumstance, but for the majority of us, I think we would count our losses and stay back for the 99 sheep. Which means that the shepherd that Jesus is revealing to us is not a typical shepherd. It's not the typical response of someone in charge of these sheep. What he's showing is that God the Father is unlike any father. He loves all of his sheep and does not desire, even if one should go astray, that that little sheep should perish. Now, what's the identity of this one sheep, these little ones that perish? It's you and I. You and I are that sheep that the Father is in pursuit of whenever we go astray. That is God the Father. Whenever we are found ourselves astray in sin, God the Father comes after us. And what else do we hear in this teaching? That the shepherd who finds the lost sheep rejoices over it more than the 99 that never went astray. When the Father pursues us, and when we return to the Father, he rejoices over us. He rejoices whenever we return to him. He rejoices whenever we are found. Now, there is so much more that can be revealed about our Heavenly Father, which is why I'm going to end this homily by giving you some homework. And so the homework is going to be this. That this week, I invite you to spend some time in prayer and intentionally pray and have a dialogue with the person of God the Father. And in that dialogue, I invite you to ask two questions. The first question is going to be, Father, what lie am I believing about you right now? And then once you receive it, go ahead and renounce it like we did in the beginning of the homily. And then ask him a follow-up question. Father, what truth do you want to give me in exchange for that lie? And then declare it as you did out loud. And in that way, begin to really adopt the true perspective of who God the Father is and who he has revealed himself to be.